advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Got the leftover Halloween candy?
I know, yeah. Dude. You didn't swallow the one. You had the other one started.
It didn't suck.
Did you guys see Reese's put a candy exchange machine out in some public place as a test somewhere? And if you traded in some Halloween candy you didn't want, it would exchange each piece for a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Fuck.
And it had 10,000 Reese's peanut butter cups. And like 90% of the people that walked past it traded in their shit and got Reese's instead.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
They're just like dumping the stupid only thing, crackles
so
in there.
I dig through my kids' Halloween candy for Smarties.
Yeah, I remember Smarties.
Smarties, yeah. Reese's, and Hershey's bars. That's pretty much.
Yeah.
The Twix are pretty good too. But yeah.
Yeah, Twix is good.
So you're listening to a bonus episode of the Sofa King Podcast. And since this is being released on Thanksgiving week, this is a Thanksgiving themed.
Mm-hmm. Gobble gobble again.
Yeah. So I posted into the group and I asked for Thanksgiving questions, and we have a lot of them. And they're good, so we're going to keep...
Dave's gone. He's dead. He died in Hawaii.
That's and right. I'm dead by now.
If it's your first episode, this
if
is
If you're
not,
hearing this, yeah, if you're hearing this, it's because Dave's dead.
Yeah.
So the first
We're only releasing this if he died.
And this isn't live. Like, you were only Neither's releasing Dave. This. If you die, we're releasing this because we have to take a break before, so we can find somebody to replace you.
So,
we can start next week.
The first questions are brought to us by Alex Marino, and they are super fight
AKA
questions.
Scott Woodruff.
No, that was last episode.
Oh.
So we have two super fight questions from Alex Marino.
He's a black attack Marino.
We need to do.
He's actually, he's friends with Billy Blanks. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, black attack Marino.
So the first one is pilgrims versus natives in a super fight.
I wonder if he's the regular ones.
Is disease on the table?
So here's pilgrims
in a hand-to-hand combat.
It can be if we land in that. Let me. All right.
Okay. So pilgrims are armed with an infinite sausage lasso.
Well, they already had that. That was a given.
The natives can control gravity.
See, this is, this is confusing because the natives, I think, lost.
Fuck.
They don't know what gravity is, though. They don't understand it.
That's the problem.
They don't know.
They can control gravity, but they don't know what it is.
You fucking
we don't even understand gravity, man.
Yeah, but we don't need to understand it. If I can control it and not understand it,
that's true. I can just fucking suck you down to the ground or
like, oh, you just fucking sailed up on your ships. Like, no more ships. Like, fucking in the briny deep.
Or in space, just send them fucking to orbit.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, they rig actually, onto some of their sausage lasso and hold the ship down.
The natives.
It's a tether, a sausage tether. They're not going nowhere.
Maybe.
Yeah. They can pull themselves
sausage
down.
Sausage lassos.
Yeah. They have sausage anchors.
But at the end of the day, I mean, the sausage lasso is going to help. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to get off the boat. They're going to be on the ground. They're going to get squished.
Do they have catchphrases like when they do it, when they're controlling gravity? Like, you are grounded.
Oh, they better. They fucking better.
I think you're floating up there like a kite on your
need
sausage
a lift?
Lasso.
Yeah. Do you need a lift?
Yeah, they're just shooting arrows up at him while they're fucking.
Howdy, pilgrim.
Because
didn't mean to hold you down.
Because what are the pilgrims going to say? G'day, mate. I've got an infinite sausage lasso, I do. Like, no.
Were they Australian?
Yeah.
Those are Australian pilgrims. It could be any.
I'm being inclusive.
If we're being culturist, we have no idea what they actually sounded like. We could base it through what everyone
they
sounds
could be like
now.
Right. Yo, what up, homie? Look at these red people.
That's true.
These red people.
So yeah, I don't know what they sound like.
I think the natives win.
What if they did sound black?
You never know.
What if they did sound black?
So the next super fight for Thanksgiving.
What does black sound like, Bradley? Huh? I said Bradley.
Yo, what up?
You know I mean business when I say Bradley.
Yeah, you do. So the next super fight is turkey v. ham. Super fight.
Turkey versus ham?
Yep.
Turkey. Oh, God. We don't even need this.
I think you could have a mean-ass pig, but turkeys get all, you know, they get the feathers ruffled.
I don't think it's a turkey and a pig. It's a cooked turkey versus a cooked ham. Oh. Otherwise, it would have said turkey versus pig.
Oh.
I think it's a cooked turkey and a cooked
ham.
So the turkey.
Scissor versus spot.
Oh, man. The turkey is armed with an orgasm ray.
Ooh.
So in this scenario, are we pretending that a cooked turkey and a cooked ham are like sentient, movable, capable beings?
Well, they would have to be if they're fighting.
Otherwise, they're just sitting on a table.
Yeah, it's just a pig and turkey zombie.
So a sentient cooked turkey and a sentient cooked ham are battling. So the sentient cooked, they say the turkey was first?
If we keep it to period, armed with the pig has an apple in its mouth and the turkey just has no feathers, right?
And it's got those poofy things on its feet.
Yeah, what are those things? What is that?
I don't know.
Decoration?
I thought they were chef's hats.
I don't know what the fuck those things
are. They're tight on there, too.
They're booties.
Shit, yeah, like they
booties.
Got booties.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Baby booties.
What?
I just fucked them up.
I've never questioned it before, but I'm questioning it now.
I am right now. I picture it.
So the ham must mate with opponent before killing them.
Has to fuck them first?
Yeah. So this is a conundrum.
Because you have the orgasm ray. So technically, though, this is the thing. Does the orgasm ray give the ham the right, like... After they
count?
Have the orgasm, yeah, does it count as mating with them?
I think penetration's involved. So
I think it just turns into some crazy sexual terhamin. Like, at the end of the day, it ends up being a turkey stuffed with ham, and you just eat the whole thing.
Hamurky.
Yeah.
There's ham jelly everywhere. Yeah. That's the truth. We know that.
Is it a draw?
I think it's a draw. I think it's a sexual draw that people are going to go and put in their mouth.
I'm good with that because I want to be able to have both on my plate.
So. Right. Can't have one dead.
Yeah.
Well, they both have to be dead.
I'm going to look at ham.
Actually,
weird.
So they kill
this
each other.
This year, ham's
going
to look real weird to me.
Yeah. So
any glistening is going to be questionable. It was a little slippery.
Kelly Sansusi asks, lumpy mashed potatoes or no lumps?
Lumpy.
No hesitation. I mean, if
Loads
they're real mashed potatoes, there's probably going to be some lumps depending on how you made
people,
them.
People can whip them. With
people
the,
whip them, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I have to slap the shit out of my wife sometimes. She gets the fucking little blender sticks out for the fucking beater.
You know, tries to make it all
cake
smooth.
Batter beater, yeah. You fuck all that.
You have to slap the fuck out of
my sister makes the whipped mashed potatoes, and they're really good.
So I say.
Anytime I... have somebody else's. I don't.
It's
like
not
them.
That they're not good. Like, you can add the milk to them and fucking butter and make them fucking smooth and creamy, and that's all fucking fine. But mashed potatoes, you just need to hand mash them.
Yeah,
how
agree.
About the red
I
potatoes
mash,
with some
whipped.
Skin still in there?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
shit.
I'm, yeah, yeah.
I like
the, down with
the,
that.
When you get red potatoes or new potatoes,
white potatoes, because white's
the,
right.
Right. Yeah. Then the chunkier the better. Like if it's like russets or Idaho's, I want it smoother.
You don't want Idaho. You don't want russets. Like, you don't want the skin.
No, you don't want the skin, and you don't want it.
That shit's
especially
like,
lumpy.
That shit's like a piece of skin.
Dude, when I get a baked potato at the fair or some shit, I almost eat the whole skin.
Well, that's fine because they like barbecue them.
Well, then baked potato,
that's different.
The skin's
baked
potato, but
different.
In mashed potato, you don't want the skin.
You don't want russet skin.
It can make my teeth feel funny, like fingers on the chalkboard. Like,
yeah.
Like the thinking thing, about the hard part.
The thing I recommend for all of you, whether you have kids or not, but especially if you have kids, is go to the store and buy purple potatoes.
Purple potatoes, not red potatoes.
No, they're just like red potatoes, same size of like those small potatoes, except they're fucking deep ass purple.
Okay.
And when you make mashed purple potatoes, it's fucking dope. And your brain can't get around it because you do not expect it to taste like a mashed potato, but it's just mashed potoes.
All right. I'll be looking for those deep purple.
Yeah. Todd O'Neill asks, who was the first person that decided that they needed to stuff the turkey?
I think
somebody into bestiality.
No, I think there's a hole there. You think about sticking something, it's just primal. Like, you're going to stick something in the hole. You know what I mean? And it's flavorful. Well, yeah, I would imagine it would influence the flavor.
Yeah, I think it comes down to, like, when it was, like, you might have had a shortage of cooking materials.
True.
Like, I can't run a fucking oven for very long. It's going to take forever to cook this turkey, so I'm going to put as much shit inside the turkey as I can.
I thought you meant just trying to spread it out. I think a lot of meals come from people being poor and there not being enough food and scarcity. So I think people come up with things, you know, recipes to make things go a little further. But also, yeah, it's two birds, one stone for sure. Like, you just might as well cook it inside the oven.
I've never liked it, though. I ate stuffing from inside the turkey. I didn't want the stuffing inside the turkey.
The stuffing from inside the turkey doesn't happen in our house. Yeah, it does.
Wait a minute.
The stuffing from inside. This is the difference. So if you make stuffing outside of the turkey, it's usually drier. It's usually not as moist, right? The stuffing from inside
that's
the turkey.
That's too moist in 1 week, Brad. I'm impressed. Neither of them cake and panties.
Yeah. The one from inside of the turkey is always moist. I guess technically it's only stuffing
if it's inside the turkey. Yes, I refer to all of it as stuffing, even though if it's outside the turkey, it's dressing.
It's fluffing and dressing.
The problem is typically when I had turkey that had stuffing inside of it, the stuffing is more moist and the turkey is more dry.
Sucks the moisture out.
Yeah.
If one more person says like, moist, I'm going to lose
it. It's kind of like kids, they suck the life out of you.
That's right. So Tyler Smith, speaking of sucking things, says, where does Thanksgiving rank on your favorite holiday list? I'm from Australia and we don't have a holiday like it.
Oh, it's fucking the best. There's no obligation to buy anything.
See, this is the thing. This isn't an American holiday. Like, he can start Thanksgiving
in
Australia.
Exactly. You get your family together. You fucking be thankful about
some shit.
You
make a turkey, make some mashed potatoes, make some fucking dressings.
You could watch some fucking rugby or whatever you watch down there.
Yeah. Your input is minimal. You don't have to stress for like months about presents and shit. You know what I mean? You don't have to stress about money.
It's food.
You bring an item or a couple items.
It's the same shit every year, but you only have it once a year.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you got to help clean up, do some dishes.
Yeah.
And if you're hosting it, it's stressful because you got to cook a bunch of shit and all that stuff. But in general, if you're going to
enjoy cooking.
Style, no, it's a good, holiday. It might be.
I'm going to say it's my best holiday. I don't give a fuck about 4th of July much because I'm scared the crazy neighbors are going to burn my house down.
I like Christmas.
And my dog's going to go nuts.
Christmas is
cool, but I've only started to like Christmas because we do the whole draw names thing. So I got to take care of my kids. Got to get the wife a present.
Well, regardless,
one person gets
regardless of the present giving or not, like the season, like the season of there's Christmas music in the store and it's fucking, you know, people wearing jackets now. And you know what I mean? Like the feel of after Thanksgiving, once Christmas hits.
Yeah.
I
don't know though.
I like
the traffic on the fucking freeway gets all fucking crazy.
You don't even drive out of your neighborhood.
That's why I don't drive, bro, because of Christmas. I think about it all year.
You have no idea even what's going on in the outside world.
I don't. It's the truth. He's not lying.
Truth. I wasn't listening, but
I'm agoraphobic.
It's the truth.
You're just over there looking at Woodruff's profile picture.
I'm trying to find another question that we want to ask.
Right, you photoshopped Antoinette and Woodruff together and you're just drooling over it.
Here's one by Derek Watson. If Thanksgiving turkey was replaced with Thanksgiving pigeon, would you still eat it?
Well, that depends. Was it always that way and we're used to it?
No, like it just became a thing. Like turkeys all died out.
No.
Yeah,
but they replaced it with plump pigeons.
They get some type of like muscular parasite and it's not safe to eat them anymore, but it's not transferable to pigeons. That makes it real. Shit just got real.
Yeah.
So
like bird flu.
Although they are my brethren, I think that it might be okay because it's one of the only sustainable other birds. Like there is in quantities, if they're not diseased or something, I think it's reasonable, especially if we started to farm them and give them steroids and shit like we did to turkeys.
Yeah, they couldn't be gamey though. Like if they're oily like a duck, I don't want it.
I mean, that's going to be like dove. It's super close to dove. So
I would just make a chicken.
I've had dove and it has buckshot in it. I think that chickens are affected by it. Possibly there'd be a risk factor. They're cousins with the turkey.
No, they're different.
In this scenario, there weren't specifics. And I'm going to say chicken is off the table. That wasn't the option. It was turkey Or the new pigeon.
No.
So say you've traveled.
I'm just going to eat pie.
Like even if we're getting rid of the apocalypse, like you've traveled to a foreign nation.
Okay.
And everybody gets their own little pigeon. Yeah.
They cook you a Thanksgiving dinner, but they didn't have turkeys because it's like fucking Taiwan or some shit. And they cook,
a pigeon. What'd Joe Losey eat? Fucking
rats, dude.
Rats. Ah.
It's Yahtzee. Yeah, he went to it's like Iazi, I thought, for years. My friend in Thailand went to his in-laws' house and they're eating all this stuff. It all looked delicious, like multiple bowls, lots of little servings of multicolored stuff.
It didn't look like anything. But in Thailand, like, I'm not going to eat
that. They can't say their R's, they say L, and they were like, lat, 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 lat. And he's like, wait, they say L instead of R. Rat? Are you saying rat?
And they eating rats right now?
And there was just piles of rats they caught by their tail and like slammed their head over a rock and they were eating rats.
Yeah, he's Australian, so he sounds like this. Hello, am I eating rats?
Pip, pip, governor.
No. Buffy, do you want to play some tennis?
Yeah.
You guys always get it confused, but I don't want to call you out any more than I already have.
What, that was Australian?
That's an on-point Australian accent.
Yeah, I would say that was... That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Good day, governor.
I'm impressed because I couldn't even do that in a knife and then keep it in the other accent.
Good day, governor. Yeah. Shrimp on the barbie, would you?
Look at the roo over there.
Look at the roo.
It's over there yonder in the bush.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. Yes. It's quite
I'm
going to
hop on the trolley and have me a fag.
I didn't know they said that in Australia.
What was my twink after the dark? Having a fag on the trolley and watching Twink After Dark? No, Twink in the Dark.
Twink in the Dark.
That's what it is, yeah. Twink in the Stinks move, though.
Haley Fritz asks, how many turkey legs can Brad fit up his ass at one time?
Man, I'm tight. Keep it tight. Keep it right.
Yeah. So it's like a wedge. Or? You go in small side
first.
Do
people get me and Brent mixed up? Because he's the one saying all the gay stuff.
Right.
And I'm not.
I'm saying the gay stuff, but you're a closet still.
No, you're
all.
Doing the gay stuff.
Right.
Hey, I'm confident, bro.
Right there. I am too. I'm fine.
It feels good, dude.
I'm fine.
It feels good. Why would you not
do Kegels.
It?
I Kegel.
Kegel. Kegel.
Kegel.
Yeah.
I Kegel.
Jake Kegel.
Yeah. Kegel. You say bagel, I say beagle.
That's
same thing.
Bugle.
Bugles. Yeah.
What do we have here?
I don't like the dark meat anyway. I told you that.
Your turkey legs
like
dark?
Chicken breasts on my ass? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you just chicken, act, I just
the
really...
problem is there's no handle, bro. You get yourself in trouble with that.
Well,
you got to put them in a bag.
Bone.
You got to put them in a bag.
If it's going in, it ain't coming out.
Ooh, that's rough.
You know what I mean, I'm gonna take
some
it all,
dude. Man. I just heard on the radio put like 38 hard-boiled eggs up his ass. And ruptured his intestine. I don't.
Why would
they
you
were
do
high
that?
On. What were they high on? They fucking got high on some
kids,
shit.
Don't do drugs.
Some kind of sex drug of some sort. And he put 38 hard-boiled eggs up his ass. It wasn't ecstasy.
Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, everybody knows not to reach the 30 egg up your ass threshold.
There's a fine line.
Like, come on.
Jesus Christ.
Like, you do not go past 30.
Where did they get the 30 hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, that's a lot of work, actually.
That is a lot.
I don't know
of
if
work.
The shell was
maybe
on
it was
the
Easter. Maybe it was Easter.
He stole some kid's Easter basket. And
Dave's
it up
face.
His ass.
Maybe it was Easter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a plausible
maybe
scenario.
It was Easter. Yeah.
When else do you see 30
fucking
hard-boiled
right.
Eggs?
I don't know.
Or a bodybuilder's house.
Boil eggs for Easter.
No, it's got to
like,
be.
They're all fake.
No,
like,
they're tweaking out on Easter. They're looking at their mom's collection.
They have the 5 dozen box
yeah,
in their fucking.
Exactly. They're all
their,
boiled.
In their fridge. Yeah.
They're ready to go. He's like, I should put one up my ass.
I should put two up my ass.
Yeah.
I should put
at
three
point,
up my ass.
And then you not
I should
stop.
Put four up my
until
ass.
It ruptures. How are you getting those out?
I should put five up my ass.
Yeah. And that continued.
I should put six up my ass.
I think somebody else is putting them in.
Maybe.
He's
there was,
not putting
it was like
in.
Two dudes and they were on some shit.
Yeah,
I can't remember
right.
What the drug was.
Dude, can you put seven up my ass?
Seven up. Heads up, seven up.
2 liter up your ass.
Dude, how about eight? Can we get eight eggs
gonna,
up my
are
ass?
Are you going to go to 37? I feel like you're going to 37. How many minutes we have left?
Nine. He's not going to 37.
Can we have a nine?
Dude, put in two more and I'll have 10.
What was the joke somebody just told me? Oh, fucking I'll have to think of it.
Hey, Dave, you should put 11 in your ass.
All right. Let's do it.
We're going to go Prescott Bush for this. I feel it. You know what you couldn't do?
What's that?
12.
Do
ass.
12. Do fucking do 13. Lucky number.
You should stop on 13.
Oh, it was.
Actually, don't stop on 13.
Oh, that's a bad luck. Do 14.
Yeah. Just
it was. I was fucking this German girl but she kept yelling her age and I couldn't get off.
Jesus Christ.
What?
That's horrible.
Because she was young? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I was fucking a German girl, but she kept yelling her age, so I couldn't get off.
Nine. I took
that.
No.
That nine.
Oh, I didn't know what it meant. Yeah. No,
he's raping. Yeah.
Oh. A 9-year old.
I thought it was funny. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I get it now. 15's off the table
though,
David.
Let's do 16.
That was from,
16.
That was
fuck, might be able to do 16.
That was 16.
That was from PlayStation chat.
So, was it?
Yeah. Wow. That was the best joke I've heard in a long time.
Maybe I should make my kid unplug his headphones.
Maybe.
No, when they unplug their headphones, it's just screaming fucking kids.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there sounds like they're in pain, like they had 17 eggs in their ass or something. Yeah.
They do 18.
If they did 18, that's, I mean, it's legal.
If I'm doing 18, fuck it, I'm doing 20.
You're going to skip 19?
Yeah, just go straight to 20. Go straight to 20.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What happens when you turn 21?
Oh, try it.
His face.
This should have been on video.
Probably. Oh.
So Kason Ray Bowie asks, well, fuck it. We
do,
might as well
do Flavor Flav.
We might as well be 22.
This is a 22nd question and egg in your ass.
Yeah. Kason Ray Bowie.
That's what I was looking for.
Asks a non-Thanksgiving question.
Oh,
Brent Van Tassel, is your bus finally finished? It's been 1,000 years talking about it. Let's hope it has techo flair.
It needs the following items. It needs the carpet kit, which is like $400. The seats, Steve Foster from the group, who everyone keeps stalking in Bakersfield. He has a fucking, I don't know what it is. He has a Sofa King sticker on the back of his 4Runner, and everyone keeps taking pictures of him all over town.
And sending him?
And like posting it and shit. Yeah, and sending him like, is this you? Is that you?
Oh, because you have a 4Runner.
Because I have a 4Runner with the sticker. So I don't know. Everyone spots him. But Steve Foster just finished fixing a spring inside the seat frame, and then they're going over to this guy to do the seats. Actually, Bobby Maxwell's uncle in A Small World is doing my seats. Jeff Cherry is doing the seats. So the seats, the carpet.
Seats are getting done.
And I have no panels. So it's just interior stuff. Everything's
it
done.
Runs.
It runs. It drives.
Looks good.
I need these kick panels to hold speakers, or it won't have a radio.
Right.
Which I've never had a radio. That's going to be nice if that works. I got like a little Bluetooth deck.
So Hall & Oates.
Nothing's more, down the road. A little bit more money. Hell yeah.
The window's down.
Yep.
Yeah. His chin hair blowing in the wind.
23 eggs in my ass.
23 eggs in his ass.
23 eggs in the ass.
Yeah.
Take one down, pass it around.
24 eggs in my ass. Exactly.
24 eggs in my ass. 24 eggs. Take one down, pass it around. 25 eggs in my ass.
That's a lot of eggs in your ass. We're only on 21 minutes, and you've got 25 eggs in your ass.
Well, we might as well go to 26.
Yeah, I know.
So
I think I can,
them,
I think I can do it.
I don't even remember the number we're going for right now.
It was 32, wasn't it?
Was it? Could be.
He's looking.
What do you got? Are you looking for the number? The number.
Trying to remember how
there.
Many eggs are in my ass.
I think 32. Oh, yeah, 20.
Because after 28, you start getting dizzy. You know what I mean?
Well, let's try 28.
To hurt.
Go up to 28. Well, fuck it. Do 29. Well, let's hit the threshold. Just do 30.
All right,
just
still
go
alive.
Up to 30.
That's got
to
be right.
Just go up to 30.
I doubt anyone's done 31.
Because I'm not going to go past the threshold of 30. Because that's fucking,
that's the line, yeah.
That's the line.
Yeah.
You do not cross the line.
But two more and you have the record is what I'm getting at. Yeah. So like 31.
Well, that guy at 32, he has to be 33.
Yeah. You can nickel and dime your ass all the way to 33 eggs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
fuck it. Do 33.
Somebody call.
Do 33.
Somebody called Guinness because you got eggs in your ass.
Yeah. And basically, you're stuffing.
I'd rather round it out to 35.
Okay. Stuffing or fluffing?
If I'm at 33, I've already crossed the threshold.
Now the problem is the eggs are going side by side.
Yeah, side by each.
Like
the
ants.
Yeah.
You got egg salad in your ass now.
35.
That's what's happening.
30.
You can probably put some mayonnaise in your ass now.
Yeah, probably could.
Yeah, salad chew. Dude.
And a little bit of salt and pepper.
Steve
right between your buns.
Paprika for color.
Yeah.
And
by the time you put one more in and you get up to 36, I don't need anything to make it look like the eggs are red.
It's like his cousin in her cranberry sauce.
You know, it's good on eggs, Teco.
Sister.
Teco's good on eggs. So,
Steve Topping asks, why don't people have cake for Thanksgiving?
They do. Well, why don't they?
I don't know if they
dessert.
Do. Unless it's something like we do, because my daughter's birthday is on Thanksgiving.
Bro. There's cake.
Bruh. No, for real.
Was it your son?
It's my son, yeah.
Bruh.
He's got fucking Fortnite.
Bruh.
Bruh. GG, bruh. Aw, dude, I got the golden scar, bruh. Aw, heavy sniper. Aw, you suck at no scope. Aimbot. Fucking hacker. I just have all this Fortnite slang in my head now.
Garbage.
And he keeps doing those fucking dances.
Have you watched Fortnite?
Like yeah. The championship? Fuck, have I watched Fortnite?
Not championships, like
professionals?
The guy,
no, Ninja or whatever.
Fucking retarded.
No, I know they're champions though.
I don't even know what's going on. Like, I'm watching, I'm like, why are you even playing this game? Like, this is...
It's just last man standing, and you can build shit. Like, they cut shit down, and they can get, any, they get mats.
Slapping wood. It's, like, not even anything. Like, you're not...
It's kind of cool, though. You can, like, build shit in front of you while you're, like, climbing into the sky to jump off to glide to land on something while you're shooting. I mean, it's kind of cool.
That's horrible graphics.
The graphics aren't that bad. It's just you're comparing it to Destiny. I don't know why I'm defending it, but
no, I don't either.
We're at a Fortnite house. I don't know what to say.
You think I could do 37?
Yeah, probably.
Could you do another question? That'd be
your badonkadonk.
Okay. Gisa Lycos asks, there's a cup of coffee next to her name. I don't know why there's a cup of coffee. I don't know why I don't have a cup of coffee next to my name.
I don't know. I have a cup of coffee next to my hand.
Why the fuck do you lazy bastards have so many holidays?
Germans are tough people.
They are. Yeah. Because Germans don't care about
the Germans
family.
Have one holiday. Yeah. It's Kerfenschneischel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just pissed because she has to celebrate all the Jewish funerals still.
Yeah. Salted meats in
that's
the cold.
It's going to take a while.
Salted meats, Jewish cold funerals. Weather, and schnapps. That's the...
I don't know. We didn't make them up. Why are we lazy? We're the fucking hardest working country in the fucking world.
We made
world.
Holidays, you made concentration camps.
Yeah.
What do you want from us?
Yeah.
You know
we're nice
mean?
People, you're not.
Well, they made Farfignugan too.
Yeah, we choose happy. You did make Volkswagens, thank you.
Called us lazy.
Mandy Osipinko says, Thanksgiving was in October, silly Americans. I don't know what that means.
Was it?
They must have a Thanksgiving in Canada in October. Huh. Yeah.
Canadians are
I'll
stupid.
Be damned.
Yeah. That's because their eyes are all...
They just eat fucking... They're beady.
Yeah, they're all beady. And when they look at the calendar, they fuck up.
Can't tell if it's fucking Thanksgiving or October or November.
Ooh, here's a good question.
What?
Uriel Beltran asks, knowing the history behind Thanksgiving, what would each of you call it if you were asked to rename it?
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks-taking.
Thanks-taking.
That's what I would call it.
Lesson learned.
I like that. How about turkey apocalypse?
I think I like that better.
The problem
mine.
Is there's no turkey involved.
Turkey culling.
Like there was no turkeys back when it happened. Like they were eating fucking pheasants and shit.
Yeah, turkeys, I don't know, we didn't have cows and horses. There's all kinds of weird shit that that we impose upon it. I don't even know if that's true.
Right. And I've been watching the Charlie Brown stuff with my boy, and we've been watching the Thanksgiving ones, and that one gets dark.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah,
lots of old cartoons.
It's fucking
are
dark.
I
it's like the history. It's like the history of Thanksgiving, and like you expect it to be this fucking candy coated, and it's like, and then they were stuck at sea in cramped conditions, and everyone was sick, and then it's like they make like a little fucking Snoopy makes a joke, and you're like they're all fucking sick and throwing up in the bowels
like,
of the ship.
It's like Amistad.
Jesus Christ,
slave ship.
At the choir concert, they were singing some kind of slave song last night about keep your hand on the plow on your way to heaven and shit. And I was like, dang, I'm reading into this.
That was a sex song.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Keep your hand on the plow on the way to heaven. We all know what that means.
Glory Hall.
Dave Appis says, I'm English, and what is this?
Why does he always say that? It's like vegan.
Well, I think it's a good point. The point he's making is, what is Thanksgiving? Because they're British.
Oh.
See what's happening there?
See what's happening?
Yeah.
We're just celebrating not starving. After we escaped your taxes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, basically.
Anthony.
we're celebrating getting rid of Britain.
Yeah.
That's what Thanksgiving is really all about. Yeah. Is we're just so happy to have teeth.
Anthony Cacciopoli says, the three of you land on Plymouth Rock. Oh, Plymouth Rock landed on us. Sorry.
Couldn't help it.
That was a side note. The three of you land on Plymouth Rock. What names do the Indians give you? One answer for your own name, one answer for the other two guys. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but what names do the Indians give us?
I'm going to be Screeching Owl.
Screeching Owl?
That could be.
No thought into it. It's just what came to my mind, man.
I think I would hope to be Crotch Like Dawn.
I'm just...
It is Crotch Like Dawn.
I'm Sitting Wolves.
Ha 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 We don't know what plural is, and neither do you. What a fitting name.
Who's plural?
I like those. We will squish you with our gravity powers.
Yeah. Take a seat.
So Tina Kadowski asks, is Thanksgiving an obsolete holiday?
No.
No.
Is Thanksgiving an obsolete holiday?
No. Who the fuck is she?
Yeah.
Why? I think it's changed. I think obviously Thanksgiving used to be about like celebrating, you know, the pilgrims coming in and creating the United, you know, right. The finding America or whatever that they didn't do. But it's became about family, spending time with family. It's not about, you know, you're just giving thanks, for having,
that's the thing. Cause for like, when I was in my like college, like raise your fist to the man activist stage and didn't like Black half Panthers. The holidays because they all fucking sold
fuck
out.
This shit, people. Man.
Yeah. That was kind of how I felt about Thanksgiving.
Capitalist.
Not really.
But then eventually it kind of dawned on me like, no, I'm going to call this a holiday whose intent is to just give thanks for the things in your life that are good and you get together.
It's weird though that like the ideology behind it, like the whole feel of it, just in my lifetime from when I was little, it has changed.
It's changed.
For sure. Like I think it's, and it's not just like my family has
Well, it's the same thing. We used to have, you know, used to get, everybody had Columbus Day off.
Right.
Now it's like, nah, fuck Columbus.
Fuck Columbus,
like,
yeah.
Banks get it off because banks get every fucking
But even
day
just
off.
Little things like, I don't feel like, and I don't think it's just my family or just my household, but the whole Christmas music thing you said earlier, like it used to seem like everybody, you went to anyone's house and there was like the Christmas music, there was absolutely decorations, there was fucking cookies on a plate sitting over on the fucking the bar or whatever, at everyone's fucking house, like in my family, like friends, anywhere you went to your buddy's house, you went to his house, there were decorations, there were fucking lights, like the participation and engagement that had to do surrounding the holidays and like all of our family there and there's generations of kids and we all hunted for Easter eggs and we did all this thing, like all those holidays happen. And now it's kind of like, oh, you know, like, hey, Tony moved out to whatever and they're closing on a house and they're not going to be here because you got that new job. Right. And like, we're just going to stay home and watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'll just go to Albertson's, I guess, and get some shit. Yeah. Like we're not,
I'd
doing
say that's
that.
Just your family. Cause I think other people,
I think a lot of families,
I mean, I know there's still people that do it. There might be some very traditional things that still go down. A lot of it happens, but I see it with like a lot of my friends though around me.
I think it's, they're not, I think it's doing just society. Thanksgiving. Like people aren't thankful for one, you know what I mean? Like they're just not caring about, what the underlying thing is, not the going to the store, not buying decorations, not fucking all these things. They're forgetting, what really it's about. You know what I mean? Christmas, you know, waking up Christmas morning, you know, like, and one of the things that like I've changed is through my divorce, like not being able to be with your kids all the time. And I've talked about this before. That becomes a fucking huge thing to where I was like, damn, I was a fucking dick. I was always gone.
Right.
Fuck. Like now those things, now that kind of is like a deciding factor of like, well, I really want to do this, but I have my kids.
Right.
And I'm not like, oh damn, I can't do that. Cause I want to, I genuinely want to be with my kids. I want to do that. That's cool. But I can do that next week. I can do it tomorrow. I can do it the next day. Yeah. I really want to be with my kids.
Right.
So that happening in my life.
I mean, taking your kids to the strip club is not okay anyway.
No, you should have never done that. No, but I'm just saying like, as far as like being appreciative, like those things are what matter. And like, you start realizing like, oh, it's not about these things. It's not about this. It's whatever you make it for one. You can make it whatever you want.
Happy Tuesday.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And, but really is just like, no. I'm grateful because I could be fucking way worse off.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like you talk to people and you're just like, I'm glad I'm fucking not you.
Yeah.
Because your shit sucks.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, and I think people like younger, like as kids are getting older and shit, you know what I mean? They're being little fuck faces.
Right.
I think maybe our generation or like something happened.
I think the new generation
us.
Of entitlement and like being like offended anti-religion, like just every, the instant gratification, like the work that goes into doing something like preparing meals and whatnot.
Yeah. It's just no one, not,
they
don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Laziness. Yeah. So anyway,
happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Eat El Yucateco. Yeah. If you're not American, then have thanks with your family and
fuck
do some good shit.
Just take them out to dinner, do something, spend time with the family.
Yep.
Start that American tradition wherever you are.
Yep.
Because we'll we're the greatest, with, greatest country in the world.
With regular shows where there's only 15 minutes of this bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like...
Or like 30 sometimes.
This is Dirty 30. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
The whole Dirty 30, and we're going to call it. We're going to say In Song is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We don't know what that
that's
is.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's what it is. Don't be retarded.
38.
You give a F about these are the songs that won't need any star power for you to check them out. You'll be attracted by more than the beat, you will jump with the bars. This be the song that'll blow out the speakers to thump in your car. Jump for the money, Mario, let's go. Put it in murder anybody that already gets out of my session. No, about the business with written, lyrical, and professional. You will never be able to see me with a cataract up in your retinal. And I thought that I'd let you know you don't gotta worry about a tachophobia set to blow. To y'all to question whether or not I get me impeccable. I'm reckoning the records, you'll accept that I'm exceptional. Look at the hole that the track just made in your back. It's as if I loaded up a gat and made it go black. Had them all captive with the bars. I captivate them, and that is the kind of lyricism you'll be dealing with under regular when the revenue just has to wait in the back. Long enough to build up the pressure, and that'll blow you all away. And that should get you acclimated to rap. This is something I'ma do till I'm major. Full course meal, you can follow with a chaser. Licking on your fingers, you'll be loving all the flavor. Gotta get the money, yo, I'm all about the paper. I'ma stack it up until I'm sounding like a taser. Double S and A, yo, who's gonna save ya? Came to a major and blow you away, yo. I've got something to show you, and that something will blow you away. Gonna do way more than to put on the show today. I've got a role to play, that is to blow away all of the non-believers. You do not know the way. My mind is the strongest form, but the truth, I'm an honest source. So these haters and naysayers are trying to study me like a college course. That's why I got people reporting my flaws, trying to improve. I got God on my side, he's supporting this cause, blessing me with grammatical mastery and Wolverine. You can't subject me to your subordinate clause. Thought you had a litty track, it was pretty whack. Where your bitty stack, where your blicky at? Where your bitty at, where your city at? All dead, boom, all the way, necrophiliac. Double S, not the best, that's a whack answer. Rappers nowadays are all about the lean. Sit perk, lay in the dirt, looking like Black Panther. Why oh why must I be limited to spitting bars at the slowest of pace? I wanna be able to divide the molecular bond of an atom, set up a detonation, and then let it explode in your face. In my career was a whole lot of beef, so I could see. Bon appetit, simply because I flow like a beast. Fans getting blown off their feet. I've got something to show you.